to Yasser Yemaboy. Are you allowed to make now tomorrow on this Korban Yom now? Me, I mean, one source, do we say? Kiye Meimer V'chayzmei, when can you make tomorrow a second time? How do you mean, when was that said only? B'yoysi Haguf, B'yoysi Kedusha. Avaloysa Haguf, at the same Guf, B'kedusha Acheres, here in the case where the behemoth first had a kedushas oshem on it, and you lost it, and you brought another korban instead, and now when you found the first one, it has a kedushas oiler on it, maybe chayzer or meimer, since it has another kedusha now, the new kedusha gives it its own curve to make tomorrow, you could make one more time tomorrow, or then we maybe know, afa kedusha acheres, even though it has another kedusha, kivun the oysa guf, since the mice is still the same guf of the korban, the same animal, just at the beginning of the animal had a kedushas oshem on it, and when you lost it and brought another one, so now when you find that it has a kedushas oila, maybe still ain't chayzer meimer, so teiku, that's a shayla. Skitz by the teiku, according to Rabbi Yochanan, if you can make tmura on these type of korbanos. Is this called a tmura a second time, or maybe no, it's still called like a new type of kedusha now, a new behemoth now, maybe you could make a tmura. Another Gemara says, on the Rishon ben Levi, Hegdish Rishon Moisav Chaimish. Halacha is when you pay the when you redeem Hegdish. So if you make the shit, and when you pay the it, you Moisav Chaimish. But the Chiddush is Vien Hegdish Shein you Moisav Chaimish. If it's a second Hegdish, then you not Moisav Chaimish on it. So Rashi has two pshatim. In one pshat, Rashi says, "Fine, who Hegdish Shein you could go in Shumam or Rishon, where the first Beinom became a Balmum." You mechal onto another behemoth. There the high acha, the second one now is called the Hegdish Sheni. It's taken over at the first kedusha. If you mechal of the second one became a balmum and you want to be mechal with it, you don't have to be moisav chaimish on it. And Rashi says the tumura nami have the Hegdish Sheni. You make tumura and then the tumura becomes a balmum and you want to be paid with it. Also, that's called the Hegdish Sheni. You will not have to be moisav chaimish. That's Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi's Chiddush. That Hegdish Rishon is Moisav Chaimish and not Hegdish Sheni. Omer Papa, my time to Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi. What's the reason of Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi? My time to Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi. Omer Kro, the Pasuk says, V'yim ha-magdish yigoyel ez beisoy, v'yosef chamishis. So the idea is, magdish v'loy matris. Only the first one that's magdish it, then if when you be poider it, you have to be Moisav Chaimish. But not if you matzvah the kedusha, meaning there was kedusha ready, and you're just taking that kedusha and putting it onto a second animal. That's called the hegdish sheni, whether it's through tamura. Whether the first one became a ba'amum that you matzvah onto the second one, it's not, you don't have to be moisav v'chaymish. Boy Rav Avin, Rabban Yisrael Shaul like this, Boy Rav Avin, what's going to be? Hifrish oshom l'schapa boy. You set aside a korban oshom for kapora. For humam, and then it became a ba'amum. And you redeemed it, and you were Meisav HaChemish on it. V'chilulai. You were Meisav HaChemish, and you were paid to it. V'chilulai Chaveiroi. And you were paid to it now, or Gears should be really, that again, you were Mafresh and Oshem, and it became a Balmum, and first you were Matris on the Kedusha to another Behema, and then you went to be paid to the first one. Now the Shailer is, and then in between the second one got lost, and you brought a third cub and you mechapa on the third one. For nitig zeliyela, now the second one now, that was at fossa from the first one became a korban oila. So shalev now, if this korban oila becomes a balmum and you want to be paid for it, mal shi yosef olav chaymish. Diyati moisef chaymish anat. Maybe it's not called a hegdish sheni anymore, because it's not a sheni of the korban oshem, but maybe it's still like a new a korban a hegdish rishon, because this is the first time it has a kedusha oiler on it. That's a shaila. This korban oiler right now, since the kedusha comes machmas the first oshem, maybe it's still called a hegdish sheni that you don't have to add a chaimish, or maybe no, it's called a hegdish rishon as the first time it has a kedusha oiler on it, then maybe you would have to be moist of a chaimish. So Amr Abaya says, Amr Abaya, my coming boy, what's your shayla? Each ne gufin, the shayla is by two different gufin. U kedusha achat has the same kedusha coming boy lay. Is that called the hegdish sheni or not? Then ti boy yes the shayla the loyness chaper. We did not lose it. Just then, the first one became bamum, and you marked us the kedusha onto a second behemah since it's a second guf. Maybe that's not called hegdish sheni. That's called like hegdish rishon. That maybe you do have to be moisav chaimish. Or else, ishtei, if you want to come to Yisraelim of ishtei gedushas, the guf echad, even the same animal, but when it changes from gedushas ashram to gedushas oilam, maybe that's called the kedusha hegdish rishon, that you would have to be moisif, coming below, that's Yisraelim. Is that called the Hegdish Rishon? Or maybe no, that's also called the Hegdish Sheini. And so then Tiboy, you should ask Yishailah, B'loy Humam, in the case where it wasn't the Balmum. Stam, you were Makdish a carbon for Noshim, you lost it, you brought a different one, and then you find the first one. So what's the Halacha? So Marit says, for Rav Avin, Chod Migo Chod Kim Borla. Yes, really, one which has to do with the other one. Really, it's like two separate Shailas here. That's really an intim slang if you want to say like this. They meant to ask like this, Imtim Slam, if you want to tell me that Shnei Gufun Kedusha Achas, when you have two animals here, Shnei Gufun with the same Kedusha, Loi, you would not have to be Meisav HaChemish, that's called the Hegdi Sheini, even though the Shnei Gufun. But since it's the same Kedusha, Mishrim Debehi Kedusha Itusaba Chodizimna, Chemish, because on this Kedusha, Kedusha's Oshem, you already once gave a Chemish. So now when you're pointing it, like you're machalad onto another korban oshem, since it's the same kedusha, that's called the hegdish sheni. You would not have to be moist of a chaymish. So if you want to tell me that way, then what's going to be shnei gufen? We have two different gufen we have. Two different animals, but a shnei kedushas. We're now the kedusha changed from a korban oshem to a korban oila. My, what's the law here? Is that called the hegdish sheni? Because still it's a continuation from the first one. Or maybe no, since the Maisa changes over and this is the first time it has a Kedushas Oilu on it, so maybe that's called the Hegdish Rishon, that now when that becomes a Bamun, you want to be part of, you have to be Maisa V'chaymish, so take her, that's a good Shaila. That's a good Shaila, what is called the Hegdish Sheini, or maybe no, this is considered the Hegdish Rishon, since it's the first time it has a Kedushas Oilu on it, so now you would have to be Maisa V'chaymish. Lishnach Rin, another Lush, another way to say the same Shaila is like this, that the boy Rav Avin, the Rav Avin has a Shaila like this, what's going to be hifrish osom? You said it's had a korban osom lischapa boy. Tav kapara from it. Vumam and the first osom came about mum. Vechiru lo alacher. Right away you matfis another baim instead of this one. And then when you came to redeem the first one, you beheisav chaimish. You attack a meisav chaimish on the first one. Now what happened was the second one got lost, and lischapa biyoshem achar. You brought a third korban, and that's the one you had a kapara from. And now when you find the second one, you find the one that got lost, Venitik Zeloela, that one changed to be a Korban Eila now. That's a Lach, an Oshem, that you don't use, becomes into an Eila. So now when this Eila becomes a Balmum, and you want to be paid to it, you want to redeem it, Mal Shiyes of Olav Chemish, what's Lach, Diyat Yimayis of Chemish on it or not? That was the Shaila. So on this, Omer Abaye says, Hodin Kami Boilei, what is Yishaila? Let's explain it. What's Yishaila over here? If you shaila with it, when this kedushas osham changes over, which becomes the kedushas oila, is that called the hegdish shen or hegdish rishon? If that's yishaila, then learn ye boilei humam. You don't have to say what became a balmun. Stam, you can say the osham got lost and you brought another one, and then you find it, so it became into an oila. If the shaila over there, and then that becomes a balmun, when you poider it, is it called the hegdish rishon or hegdish sheni? Iguf echod b'yoyse kedusha. If the shalu is only with the same guf that has the same kedusha, v'chil loy alachar, then the first one became a balmum, and you are mechaler on the second one. That the shalu is now mashi yosav olav chaimish. Since it's another guf, the yati moisav chaimish inat. Mi arminu do I say b'yoshem kamo hudu moisav? Only on the first oshim he took off a chaimish once. Aval b'guf achar. But on the second guf, the second korban, afagav the claim b'yis kedusha, even though it still has its atfosa, it still has the kedushas oshem on it, maybe moisav chaimish, maybe you would have to moisav chaimish. Since it's another guf, it's another animal, maybe on this animal is always considered like a hegdish rishon. Or else the moisav daf you'd know, or do you maybe, call oisav kedusha and moisav chaimish now, since the moisav still has atfosa, it's a continuation of the first kedushas oshem. So therefore, since you are paid with once with a chaimish, you don't have to be moist the second time. And the imtimsam, if you want to tell me, imtimsam leima hoden guf achar, kivu nebiyasa gedusha koyim, moist of chaimish, even though at this time is another guf. But since the moist is still the same kedusha's oshem that you have on the first carbon, therefore, it's considered a hegdish sheni, and you don't have to be moist of a chaimish, If so, Ella, what's going to be in Yeshapa V'yachar where you lost the middle one? And you had a kapor with something else with a different carbon. Then when you find it becomes into carbon oil, here's a Gushayla. The Mace of Chaimish, Briyasa Guf, Briyasa Gedusha. When the Yati Mace of Chaimish, the same Guf, the same Gedusha. I've over here where it's Kedusha Cheres, it's a different Kedusha, now it came with the carbon oil. And this one, you weren't Mace of Chaimish yet. So maybe late, maybe it's not called like you're Mace of Chaimish already. This is like a Hegdish Rishon, now you have to Mace of Chaimish. Or do maybe know, Kivan the Yaisa Gufu. Since the Maisa, this is still called Hamshaka, the first one, maybe it's still called like a Hegdish Sheni, it's not called like a Hegdish Rishon. Maybe you won't have to be Maisa B'Chaimish, that's why Taika is still blind to Shiloh. If this is considered a Hegdish Sheni, that you'd be Potter from be Maisa B'Chaimish when you played with the Baal Mum? Or maybe not, maybe since it's changed over into a new Kedusha now, it's called like a Hegdish Rishon, and the whiff becomes a Baal Mum, and you want to be proud of it, you would have to be Maisa V'Chaimish. Shenech Bami, that's a Suffolk. Alright, we'll stop here.